And some people think it's a waste of money, but at the same time, all you need is one time.
Oh, I just wanted to add that I do have a Facebook business page.
Sure.
It's under B Design, so it's spelled the same, B-D-E-S-I-G-N-D. So just come and you can see some of my home that I'm, well, that is sold, and my projects and everything else that, and you'll be able to see the new home that we are moving in a couple months.
Well, if you're thinking about it, you owe her an interview, just give her a call, talk to her, see how comfortable you feel, and then go from there. That's it for this week for Home Team from Huntington County Chamber. Have a great week. I'm going to play the news, and we'll see who comes in next.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is lifting tariffs on steel and aluminum imposed on Canada and Mexico. In a joint statement, the Canadian and American governments say the U.S. will eliminate a 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum. Canada will in turn withdraw its tariffs on all products that are mostly on agriculture. Mexico plans to make a similar announcement later on Friday. President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated,
well,
that financial connection, the Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business?
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China's not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defects but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new abortion law. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
Because it's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law.
A federal judge in California is hearing arguments to block funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Lawsuits filed by the ACLU in 20 states, including California, are trying to prevent over $6 billion being taken from other federal agencies. The judge hearing the case was appointed by former President Barack Obama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold, you can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching, itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies. Kids can also have, like, lack of sleep, fatigue, trouble at school.
So what can you do to avoid some of the most intense allergic reactions?
Well, the best thing to do is to start early. So you want to prep, you know, and start taking your medications 2 weeks before allergy season starts.
Take it before?
Yes, 2 weeks before your body starts to create this reaction. There are nasal steroids, which are really the first line of treatment. There's also other drugs, antihistamines. You can get allergy shots, immunotherapy. But you can work with an allergist to create a plan. And then there's practical things. So close your windows, use your air conditioner, make sure that you wash your clothes, your hair, your body after you come inside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is lifting tariffs on steel and aluminum imposed on Canada and Mexico. In a joint statement, the Canadian and American governments say the U.S. will eliminate a 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum. Canada will in turn withdraw its tariffs on all products that are mostly on agriculture. Mexico plans to make a similar announcement later on Friday. President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated, well, that financial connection? The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China's not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Well, good afternoon. Sorry, I'm a bit late. I'm just coming back from the bar convention in Atlantic City. A lot has been going on, a lot of lawyers there. Actually, very good conference. There were thousands of attorneys, and I want to congratulate my not really good friend, but certainly good acquaintance, Evelyn Patton. She was sworn in last night as the New Jersey State Bar Association president, and she's the first Latina president of the Bar Association. And of course, you know, when I sometimes say I'm going to a bar meeting, people think, oh, you're going to the tavern. But no, this is the New Jersey Bar Association for Attorneys. I'm Pat Smits. I do practice here in Hunterdon County. And it's a fairly long schlep back from Atlantic City, and I, of course, got caught in some traffic. But thank goodness we're not driving south from Trenton or into Philadelphia on the Atlantic City Expressway or 42 in the morning, because that's even worse. But in any event, I'll just take the last few minutes that we have here in the program to tell you a little bit about what's been going on this week. In fact, our own Hanny Mala, if you know, Judge Mala was a judge here in Hunterdon County. He was a family court judge here and then went on to Somerset County, where he not only was, and he didn't do family there, but he did other things, and he's been elevated to the appellate division. He was one of the panel at a very good program on appellate courts. In fact, I sat in front of him this morning in a conference, a bench bar conference, with attorneys and judges. And we do this every year on the last day, the Friday of the bar conference. And one of the things that we're very lucky here in New Jersey is we have a very good relationship between the bench and the bar. And I was former judge, she's now retired, Judge Lighthouse, received the Judge Serpentelli Award this morning. Judge Serpentelli was a judge here in New Jersey, down in Ocean County. He was just phenomenal. He actually chaired the Family Law Practice Committee for years. I was a vice chair on that committee, which was pretty surprising to have an attorney being selected as vice chair. but I always had always hoped and prayed that he would make every meeting. But one of the things that we have in New Jersey, which really works so well, obviously the legislature enacts the laws, but we have the Supreme Court decides on all procedural issues. And for those of us who are attorneys, there's a book of rules. And the practice committees, family for family law, and then there's criminal and civil, all of the committees sit for 2 years, go through recommendations, make recommendations, and then the bar and public at large can comment. And then the Supreme Court decides whether or not to adopt what the practice committees have recommended. And what that means for the public is that there are changes in procedures, and when something doesn't seem to be working, the court here is very receptive to changing it. So it's procedural. It's obviously not statutory because that's all the legislature decides, all of those issues. But Judge Serpentelli for years chaired the Family Practice Committee, the Supreme Court Family Practice Committee, and then Judge Lighthouse took over from him. Then she, when she retired, she's now in private practice with Archer and Greiner, and she does mediation, and also she acts as a discovery master. Just a fabulous, did many, many decisions, family law decisions when she was on the appellate bench. And that's so helpful when there are published family law decisions, because it's a guideline for those of us who are practicing as to how the court will decide certain issues. And it's a guideline, obviously, for the trial judges because they must follow any appellate court decision that's published. Unpublished decisions are not precedent. And not all decisions are published. Actually, I wish there were more. I enjoyed meeting, again, Judge Jones. He did retire early. He was not on the bench long. But he was one of the few trial judges who has had a number of opinions published while he was sitting on the bench. In the old days, Judge Kraft, especially Judge Kraft, had a number of published opinions, and this really advanced the law. But most of the time, trial judges do not submit opinions for publication, and most of the time they're not published. Judge Jones was a recent exception, and his published opinions are very helpful. Now, a published opinion from a trial court judge does not have to be followed by any other trial court judge, but generally his opinions were very well reasoned, and they were very, very helpful to the bar. And of course, all the trial judges have to follow any of the published opinions of the appellate division, at least if they're on point. And of course, one of the things that people don't recognize is that it's very difficult to win on appeal. Most of the time, well, all of the time, the appellate division will, on credibility issues, they'll defer to the trial judge because the trial judge has been able to witness the people, witness what's going on in the trial court. Now, if it's an issue on law, then they don't give deference to the trial judge. And what usually happens in those cases, almost always what happens, is those cases are remanded to the trial court to, it's a do-over. Sometimes they're reversed, but that's not the usual way it's handled. So what happened, there is a decision that just came out today, it was published today, decided yesterday, and Judge Mala, our own Judge Mala, wrote the opinion. This is not family, it's a criminal case. And what I think I'm going to do before I talk about that is just bring up to date on some of the, well, some of our sponsors, because otherwise I won't get them in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The case I wanted to talk about, although let's hope none of us ever have to be in this position, but the case that was decided by Judge Mala in the appellate division was Perry versus the New Jersey State Parole Board. And the petitioner, Perry, appealed from the board's imposition of a 240-month future eligibility term outside of the 27-month presumption that is usually applied. In addition to other sentences, petitioner was serving a life sentence for which he was parole eligible. So that obviously significant if somebody is parole eligible. However, the parole board panel noted that the severity of the petitioner's crimes, which included assaults and murders of police officers, along with the fact that petitioner had previously violated the conditions of his probation and parole by committing additional offenses. The panel also found the petitioner had committed multiple institutional infractions since his last parole hearing and also displayed insufficient problem resolution skills. I guess that's not too surprising in light of his criminal history. So in any event, the parole noted several mitigating factors, including the petitioner's participation in institutional programs to resolve his behavioral deficiencies, also his willingness to enroll in other programs, and the restoration of his commutation time. But the panel concluded that incarceration had not deterred petitioner's criminality, as he lacked insight into his behavior and continued to minimize the nature of his conduct. So he minimized the nature of his conduct. He lacked insight into his behavior. So what happened is the board adopted and affirmed the panel's conclusions and imposed a 240-month basically ineligibility. On appeal, the appellate division reversed, and the appellate division, in a decision that is published, therefore it's precedential, and this was written by Judge Mala. The panel, the appellate division, that is, ruled that the panel and the board erred in applying the parole standards amended in 1997. Instead, the court held that parole for convictions for offenses committed before 1997 were to be governed by the standards prior to the amendment to the statute. So that was very significant, even though it's 2019. This could have happened in 2018 because his violations occurred before 1997, before the statute was amended, that they had to be governed by the standards prior to the amendment of the statute. Now, although the appellate division acknowledged that the, that this was a very serious and understood why this happened, they found that the statute failed to describe which standards of parole eligibility applied to an aggravated pre- and post-amendment sentence. So the court found that there was no statutory evidence to support retroactive application to a pre-amendment sentence. And that's really very, very important because we're talking about criminal law and we're talking about a retroactive application. And in general, it would be very surprising if any statute is applied retroactively. In other words, they don't go back and change something if something was decided under prior law. So the court, therefore, the appellate division ruled that the board was to apply the pre-amendment standard for parole eligibility of whether there was, by a preponderance of evidence, a substantial likelihood that an inmate would commit a crime if released on parole. So that was the standard. A preponderance of the evidence that there was a substantial likelihood. So that's a much, more difficult to predict that than the amended statute provided. And then on remand, the appellate division remanded this back to the trial court, as they often do. And this was remanded because it was a parole board. So it was remanded back to the board, and the court held that the board had to correlate its findings with the length of the, it's called FET, I'm not sure exactly the acronym, but in other words, before the parole ineligibility. So there was another case, again decided by the appellate division, that was published today, and it was Cockspurl LLC versus Cronenberg, and in this decided by Judge Koblitz. I've known Judge Koblitz for years. She was she was on the trial court in Bergen County for years, and she's been on the appellate division for years. And in this one, defendant appealed from a final judgment and from the denial of its motion to vacate a final judgment. And the defendant had obtained ownership of real property by foreclosing on a tax sale certificate. So this is not at all unusual. Certainly there are a number of people and companies that buy tax sale certificates. They're sold, obviously. This is for real estate, and if someone is not paying their real estate taxes, at some point there is a tax certificate sale, and if the person does not pay that back with the interest, they can then grant judgment to the tax sale holder. So in this case, the Chancery Division granted final judgment in this tax sale certificate foreclosure action without providing oral argument. And in this case, oral argument had been requested. So the defendant was therefore not informed when the final judgment would be entered, which would end its redemption period. So that was the issue. If there is oral argument scheduled, then, you know, the defendant or the defendant's attorney certainly gets notice of that. And in this case, didn't get notice. And that was important because that would end the redemption period. So on appeal, the appellate division reversed, ruling that the Chancery Division committed an error by not affording the defendant its requested oral argument and by failing to inform the defendant of the return date of the motion for final judgment, because that ended the ability to redeem the tax sale certificate. Again, these are procedural issues, but they're significant because everyone wants to protect someone's rights. And in order to, you know what's happening, you have to know that, in fact, there is a date that this could be entered. So the, by the way, and I did hear him, Bob Woodward was the speaker, the kickoff speaker at the Bar Association in Atlantic City, and very interesting. I mean, he was very interesting. I was amazed at the number of books that he's written. The latest one, and I'm not sure the full title, but something about fear. And he has written books about presidents and has, you know, really been very knowledgeable about presidents going back to, I think, Reagan. I could be wrong on that. But certainly the Bushes and, you know, President Obama, and, of course, now Trump. So it was a very, you know, and, of course, he goes back, I shouldn't say going back to, I don't think he may not have been Reagan, but, of course, we all know him, Bernstein and Woodward, for the, for some of the young people, of course, it's history. But for Nixon's downfall, and they were the ones who were able to talk with Deep Throat, who has now been, I don't think he was outed. I think he admitted that he was Deep Throat. But the and the Watergate break-in, and they were these young reporters at the Washington, you know, the Post at the time. Anyway, he delivered the, and it was really a powerful keynote address. And this is, as that was the kickoff. And then, of course, today the Chief Justice Ravner wrapped up the morning part of this with a State of the Judiciary. So that, you know, I don't usually go just because somebody is well known, but I thought it was very interesting. And, of course, he was probably speaking to mostly a room full of Republicans. So what there was another interesting from a standpoint of Merck. The Merck shareholders claim for access to company records, the New Jersey Supreme Court blocked Merck's shareholders. The plans for what they called a deep dive into company records related to the acquisition of another drug company. So they were attempting to do that, and it just wasn't, working. So we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to play the news after I finish just a couple things here. As I said, that Merck was shareholders, and the plaintiff appealed from the appellate division's decision affirming a trial court. The trial court granted the defendant's motion, that was Merck, to dismiss plaintiff, a shareholder in the defendant, who sought protection of 12 categories of documents. So the Supreme Court on this one just said, nope, you're not doing it. And so what else is happening? Well, let's play some news and let everybody know about the wonderful weather today. Since I've been in a hotel for 3 days, I had no idea how beautiful it was. And then we'll be back with the sports guys. And we already have one of our sports guys here, so please stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico and Canada.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
Addressing a realtors convention in Washington, D.C. on Friday, the president says this will help pave the way for the completion of a new North American free trade deal. Severe weather is threatening the nation's midsection heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a line of powerful thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes will stretch from South Dakota all the way down to Texas. As many as 50 million people could be in the path of the potentially dangerous storms. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow ended down 100 points to close at 25,763. The NASDAQ lost 82. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new Fox poll finds Joe Biden with a commanding lead over the rest of the Democrats running for president. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%.
Some state lawmakers are working on a distracted walking law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg is responding to an op-ed last week that says Facebook is too big and needs to be broken up and also, frankly, doesn't even care about you. She joins CBS This Morning and addresses some of the issues that Facebook is still working on regarding privacy and security concerns.
So we know, and I know, that there's real concern about the size and power of the tech companies, including Facebook. And those are the right questions to be asked, but I think the right answers are about writing the right rules for the internet. Because you can break us up, you can break other tech companies up, but you don't actually solve the things people are worried about: privacy, elections, content. And so at Facebook, you know, we know that we have hard work to do to earn back people's trust, and we're doing that work. We're doing two things. The first is we are fundamentally changing how we run the company. We have massive teams in place whose whole job is to protect people's privacy, protect elections, go through our systems and find things.
As far as if Facebook is too big to care, Sandberg says,
I don't believe that's the right point. In fact, one of the reasons we've had so many announcements of vulnerabilities is we're finding them. We made a commitment. Mark and I have said we are going to do anything it takes to fix these systems, and we believe we can do that. Now, how do you do that? You put teams of people in place, and they go systematically through things, and they find vulnerabilities, and then we announce them.
Game 2 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is in Milwaukee tonight. The Bucks will host the Raptors. Tip-off is just after 8:30 Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, we're going to be the sports guys, and John is with me, but let me just tell you about the weather. Since I've been in a hotel for 3 days, I had no idea what a beautiful day this was. And in fact, although they say it was mostly cloudy, it really was a beautiful day.
And just to be clear on that, Pat was working very hard for those 3 days.
Yes.
On a case.
I was down at the bar convention.
The bar convention.
So, but it's interesting. You go back and see people.